Radio app.
More, I'm here to help. OrionInspections.com. That's Orion, like the constellation, inspections.com.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll take you in order, going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're first. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Oh, man, I was waiting for you to address all this life. No, I want to say this. I got something else to say, but I have to say this about having to listen to CJ spew all those lies. Now, if we called, we even said one lie, we wouldn't be on the air very long. If we were calling and spewing all kinds of lies about Republicans that were not the truth in fact and that verifiable all over in different media and actually happening where you can view live, we'd be off the air in 2 seconds. You wouldn't put up with us spreading lies like that. I just wanted to bring that point to you, and I've got something really quick to say, and that is, watching yesterday, and I couldn't hardly stand it. I was watching the vote, and speakers regarding, this forced pregnancy issue, and I really got a problem with it. I really do believe that they are targeting women and they are truly, I hate the word, but it's victimizing women. They really are by these laws. It's a discrimination because guess what? Men can't have babies, but they're going after women. They have always targeted women, unfortunately, and keep them in their place. And they're weaponizing the law against women. And it's really frightening to me. I think it's really sick. And I don't get it. And I don't get why there isn't more fight out there, because women don't have a chance on this. This is really gross. Forced pregnancy. And forced pregnancy for children who, in some states who have been raped or incest. This is really sick. And guess what? It's anti-women because men can't have babies. Why is this Supreme Court allowed to discriminate against women with their making of new laws that haven't been laws in 50 years? And why is every male and some of those females, I don't know where they're coming from, targeting women with this law? I mean, it's sick. It really is. I mean, I couldn't sleep all night, Matt. And then listening to them talk about it and the way these men are just, they're unbelievable. And the women that are going along with this to victimize women, this is just sick. So anyway, I didn't mean to go on, Matt, but it's just awful. And then to listen to CJ on top of it just makes it even more nauseating. You have a great day and keep up the great work, Matt.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gene. Very passionate. Two things on CJ. This my show is open to everybody. You call into some right-wing stations, it's true. You would not be permitted, 2 minutes to talk. 2 minutes on radio is a long time. I'd really like to be able to go back and forth, but we have so many callers. But I welcome people's points of view. And yeah, there are sometimes what they say is not true. Sometimes it is true. The point is, let the people decide. Let the people decide. The second thing is, you're right on the money. And I got to tell you, on that vote yesterday, I watched it too. I was amazed that Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski didn't vote for it. And frankly, I was amazed that a few other people didn't vote for it, because it's sort of a reasonable bill. Even the Mississippi bill said that up to 15 weeks. This one is up to 24 weeks of viability. That's the Roe standard. And I think you make all the good points about rape and incest and the health and the life of the mother. And this one then just carves out an exception for the life and health of a mother. There's no federal judge in this country that's going to permit a prosecution if the mother's life or health is in danger. So why they didn't vote for this, it's all politics. But thank you for calling in. It's essential. We're going to go the rest of the lines in order. Tom and McFarland, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom?
I just can kind of concur what you were talking on as far as with the investigations and Garland's apparent lack of effort on this. I think that, we've all heard of the adage, where there's smoke, there's fire. I think there's plenty of evidence that there's at least smoke. So now we need to find out, all right, is it a fire or maybe there's something else? You know, there's other reasons why there might be smoke, but unless you do an investigation and find out where that smoke is coming from, you know, you just can't ignore it and hope it goes away. And it seems that that's what Garland is doing with this. He's deciding that he's going to be the judge and he's going to be the jury and he's going to declare whether or not Trump is guilty or innocent by bringing a case or not. I don't think that's his role. I think his job is if there's a case, you bring it. Right. Let Trump have his day in court just like everybody else. And if it turns out that he is acquitted on the charges, great. At least we went through the process. At least there's a level of accountability versus this lack of nothing.
Right. Tom, that's an excellent point. Let me tell you something. All that he has to do is convene a grand jury and call Trump. And Trump has a Fifth Amendment right to, you know, he can plead the Fifth and then charge him. Because remember, you're talking smoke. The smoke and the smoke. This time there's a phone call that was taped to Raffensperger saying, get 11,000 semi-crooked votes or you may be criminally prosecuted. There's Eastman, his lawyer, his agent, saying to the Pennsylvania legislature, throw in the garbage thousands of absentee ballots from Philadelphia so that Trump wins. There's a gallows. There's a picture of it. I saw it on TV. You saw it too. There was a gallows and they were going hang Mike Pence after they were ginned up to go there. I'll tell you something. If this were organized crime, if this were the mafia, if this were a Latin American gang or a cartel, if this were anything, any kind of conspiracy like that, they'd all be indicted on conspiracy, and Trump and several of the others would be indicted on actual acts. And just because they look respectable by position, they're afraid to do it? No, without fear or favor, we're a government of law is not a men. Government of law is not a men. The fact of the matter is, convene a grand jury. The grand jury will indict. Then you can give them accommodations. You can say, turn yourself in voluntarily, and then we'll set a trial date, and you're right. He can say, I was just kidding. I don't believe him, but you can't just not do it. And time is ticking. Thanks for calling. Robert of West Allis, you're next, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on the mind today, Robert of West Allis?
I want to explain the Roe vote or the basically, if you think Texas.
Breaking up a little, Robert. Could you say that again? Maybe if I don't know if you're on speaker, if you could take it off.
The law that. Yeah, I'm not on speaker. If you were to flip the law that was on that was rolled out in Texas. This is what the blunt would be. It would be, you know, it's very important for kids to have fathers. All men over a certain age need to have a vasectomy because they are, you know, they need to be around for their children to raise them. And then, you know, take it a step further, it would be, you know, you're not happy in a relationship, you have to stay in it, right? You can't get a divorce, you can't leave your partner because you have children together. You know, and the proper thing to do is raise them till they're 18 or 22 or whatever the thing is. And, oh, by the way, if your neighbors find out you didn't get the vasectomy or you didn't stay in the relationship that you don't want to be in to raise your children, they're going to turn you in and you're going to pay a $10,000 fine and you're going to have a felony. I mean, I thought this party was about freedom, but that's the equivalent of what's going on to Texas with women right now. You know, so I know we don't like to bring the church into this, but I think what's happening here is they're trying to take the religious agenda and they're trying to push it into law and push it onto other people that don't have the same set of beliefs. We believe in separation of church and state. I'm unfortunately, these people on the other side, I don't think they do. And if you look at like New York City, if you read the book Freakonomics or you watch a movie, the number one factor was fewer, you know, deliveries of children that were unwanted. That was the main factor. That was the only factor with correlation and causation that lowered the crime rate over time. I mean, what a concept. Children in the world that aren't wanted, it has an impact on crime. So, you know, these guys are really pushing their religious agenda, and it's kind of like Sharia law, where they want to make it the law of the land. And what happens if you're Muslim or you're Jewish or you're something else?
Right. Yeah. No, you're making some good points. And we, you know, the jewel, the crown jewel in our Constitution is the First Amendment, is no established religion, separation of church and state. And the truth of the matter is, there are people in all religions on both sides of this issue. And what's driving it, you know, is partially religious sentiment across a whole variety of faiths. I mean, it isn't just one faith that's doing it. And as far as Muslims go, I think that their religion is opposed to abortion as well. But the point of the matter is, it's not really religion. I think Jeanne Beauclair put it best, it's really women. In other words, people think they can sort of do this and get away with it. It's astounding to me in the 21st century, after several centuries of progress in this country, that you can have a law that says your neighbor can rat on you, peek out the curtains and see you go off in a car at 6 a.m, turn you in and get $10,000, and somehow that's still standing. And the Supreme Court didn't overturn that in its shadow docket like it does everything else that it feels like doing. That is a snitch culture. That's a snitch culture. It's not an American culture. So I think that the Democratic bill was reasonable. It set viability at 24 weeks, but then exceptions for the life and health of the mother after that. Most people felt that was reasonable. You know, no woman wants to go in later term just for the hell of it. If her life or health or, you know, the unborn child's development is such that the doctor really has no choice, that's a different matter. You can't have a federal jury trial in every one of these cases. You really can't. You know, if you're a physician and you have to make that decision, am I committing a felony? That's intolerable. The physician cannot be in that position. Wisco Fall, my friend, we only have a minute to the break. Do you have a comment? Because then I can come in and after the wake.
Yeah, okay. I'll make a few quick points. Nice call, Jeanne. Remember, Joe Manchin gives the Democrats the majority, like or not, and he does vote for Biden judges. Garland is weak, and the clock is picking on him being indicted. And another thing is, where are the solutions in the GOP? Like or not, we're in a war with Russia. It's a big deal today. Finland wants to join NATO. I don't know.
Well, stay on the line. I'll get back to you right after the break because you just got cut off. I have no choice. Stay on the line. I'll get right back to you. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Make them be doctors.